At least three Bay of Plenty hapu have formally asked the government to stop negotiating the Whakatohea treaty settlement with its pre-settlement trust. The trust recently won a majority vote to represent the iwi in talks with the Crown, but official documents reveal it continues to face widespread opposition. Te Anawa Hurihanganui reports.
The Whakatohea Pre-Settlement Trust is determined to get their $100 million treaty settlement across the line. Its chief negotiator, Maui Hudson, says it will lift his people out of unemployment and they can't afford to wait any longer.
Having a $100 million settlement drop into your community means that all of a sudden there's a whole lot of other resources that you can put towards different ventures. We may be in a position to support the development of businesses or the money set aside to support whānau to develop activities on the Opape Native Reserve and the Hewarau blocks. When we get our people into jobs, that's the whānau that then now has resources to support their wellbeing.
But the trust continues to face opposition, as it has for the last 4 years. 13 claimants, either representing themselves or their hapū, complained to the Waitangi Tribunal in 2017 that the trust did not have the mandate to represent them. The tribunal later found the Crown acted unreasonably and in bad faith when it recognised the mandate of the trust. One claimant from Ngāti Ira, Amber Rakuraku Rosier, says her position has not changed.
I think that they have elected to studiously ignore the tribunal's recommendation. In order for any of our claimants and whānau to be able to withdraw under the current settlement negotiation, we don't actually have a mechanism to do that. And regardless of how many times we've approached the Crown in a number of different ways, we've just been ignored.
In a statement, the Treaty Negotiations Minister, Andrew Little, says he is satisfied with his decision to continue negotiating with the Trust, given a recent iwi-wide vote found it still had support, 1,534 votes to 1,192. That's despite the Minister having received formal complaints about the way the vote was undertaken and requests to withdraw the mandate of the Trust by six claimants over the last 2 years. A claimant for the Mokomoko whānau, Karen Mokomoko, says the iwi is clearly still divided.
Fully divided. And you can see that really clearly at different hapuhui. But I would expect that the overwhelming majority sits on the side of opposition.
And that's despite the vote showing just a slim majority for the Whakatohea Trust?
Yeah, there was so much debacle around the tribal database, getting unregistered people's special votes. Actually, they went out through, and so there was heaps of issues around all of that stuff.
Maui Hudson from the Trust says the opposition is a distraction and one that could prevent everyone from reaping the benefits of the settlement. But Amber Rakuraku Rosier says no one is denying a settlement is needed. They just want to make sure the process is fair.
We do need to settle, but at what cost? If we sell out our mana, we've got nothing else left. Everything else has been taken. But that's the one thing we still have.
An urgent application has been filed to the Waitangi Tribunal to investigate the Crown's rationale for resuming negotiations with the Trust. The Tribunal is yet to decide whether it will accept it. Mo te hōtaka o te ata, ko te aniwa, Hurihanganui, aho.